Welcome to another edition of Telescope Man. Welcome back to another edition of Telescope Man. Today we're going to do just a little brief, short session on joining a local astronomy club. You know, Telescope Man thinks this is probably the cheapest, best way for a beginner to learn everything there is about the hobby is to join a local astronomy club. You're going to get to become good friends with some of the best amateur astronomers in the entire world if you join a local astronomy club. Astronomy clubs all over the world. Very few places that do not have a local group of people that meet periodically. They may not even have a formal club. It could be, you know, 8 or 10 people that get together on a periodic basis and look at the night sky. And they really don't have a formal club. But if you can locate these folks, you're going to do yourself a great favor and rapidly increase your knowledge of the night sky and the hobby in general, because they're always willing to share with you their knowledge of astronomy, the night sky, telescope operations, you know, what is a good eyepiece, what is not a bad eyepiece, what scope should you buy as your first scope, how do you work this equatorial mount, etc., etc., on and on. So, you know, you can sit in a room all by yourself and read some books, or you can get out there and try to find a local astronomy club. Your first place to go, of course, will be Google. So jump on your computer, open up Google, and type in astronomy clubs. You're going to get a bunch of links. And start looking around by country, by city, by town, and see if you can't locate a nearby astronomy club. And then take the next step and try to contact that club and make sure that you become a member, and then you're entitled to all the benefits that the club might offer. You know, we get a lot of beginners on astronomyforum.net, and they really don't have any knowledge of the night sky, and they want to buy a scope, and they don't know even what scopes look like or how they're used or anything. So usually one of the first things I'll tell them is go find a local astronomy club. You're going to join. You're going to go to their star parties. You're going to get to look through their telescopes. They will tell you everything about the scope that they know about it. You know, it's good points, it's bad points. You're going to actually get to look at objects through the telescope. And in a very few short months, you're going to be basically up to speed on the astronomy hobby. You know, it's very similar. If you've never been hunting or fishing, you know, you can read all the books you want, but the day's going to have to come when you're going to have to pick up a fishing rod or a rifle or something, or a shotgun, and go out there and actually do the hobby. So that's the difference. If you can partner yourself with some people that have already made all the mistakes that you're about to make, you won't make them, and they're more than happy to share those mistakes with you that they made when they first got into the hobby, so that you don't make the same mistakes and spend money uselessly or go down the wrong path for you. So with that said, get on the internet, locate a local astronomy club, make contact with them, start going to the meetings, start going to the star parties, and in no time at all, you will be an amateur astronomer. Until next time, We wish you clear skies, as we always do. And remember to keep looking up to see the greatest show on earth right over your head every single night. See y'all later.